It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, back on the show. Delighted that you are with us. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Tim Reynolds also with us. And a little roundtable discussion here. And Tim will begin with, we just heard an excerpt of your interview with the University of Miami President Joe Echevarria. And he's got a very, I think, very clear vision for why athletics is so important to the University of Miami. And welcome to the show.
By the way, thank you guys for having me, as always. It was a great 45 minutes or so that I spent with President Echevarria last week. I did not expect us to talk that long, for starters. He's a busy man. I can't believe he gave us that kind of time. He does have a clear vision for everything. Nothing is without, everything has a purpose right now. He has a reason for everything. He has people he leans on for everything. He speaks very directly, but nothing's off the cuff. Nothing is reactionary. He's new to this job, but he's not new to the role. He's been a leader at Miami for so long. It's almost like this is the job he was meant to have. He's been a leader in industry for so long. Being a university president right now is not the same job as we've grown up, as we've all thought it was for decades, for generations, really. It doesn't have to be an academic. This is a man, everything he touches turns to gold. He is the perfect person, I think, for this job right now. And he has a vision not just for athletics, but for how he wants the provost and the academic leaders in the university to conduct themselves, and the faculty and the students, and, of course, the health system, which we all know he's been leading for a number of years. It's just the right move at the right time for Miami, and the fact that he's a football fan is just an added bonus for Hurricanes fans.
Yep.
Tim, how about the fact that he graduated from the University of Miami, and 50 years later, he's now the president. I think it's no better accomplishment can be had than that by a former Hurricane, right? And a current Hurricane, of course. But to think that's it's almost a fairy tale in a lot of senses with 50 years of hard work and struggle and success from the beginning to now.
Well, it gets even better when you talk about Joe Echevarria. Where he has spent the most of his professional life was as an accountant for Deloitte. And then, of course, he became the company's CEO. He interviewed for that job with Deloitte in 1977 as an undergraduate at the University of Miami. Deloitte came to the University of Miami to have that interview with Joe Echevarria. I mean, this is a place that, the way he tells the story, every hair on my arms, maybe a little TMI for you guys, I'm sorry. Every hair on my arms was stood up. He tells stories with such passion and such detail. He grew up in the projects in the South Bronx, 8.3 miles from 30 Rock, 30 Rockefeller Center, as everybody calls it, 30 Rock, where he had the office at Deloitte, where he was the CEO on the 47th story of a great building. 30 Rock's one of the most famous buildings in the world. It took the University of Miami to show him how to go those 8.3 miles from the South Bronx to the center of Manhattan. And what he has shown, and obviously we know that the university has a number of students from the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, from that part of the country. We know that, for a lot of reasons, the climate, it's an unbelievable school, it's a beautiful campus. We have a lot of students who come from that part of the country. But they can always point to Joe Echevarria's story and say, I can become a titan in Manhattan. I could have the best view in what many people believe is the best city in the world because of what I've learned at the University of Miami. When you have a university president who can say, yeah, I'm saying that, but that's just not cute words for a poster. This is my life story. When you have a university president who can say that, it just has so much power. And it's just an unbelievable the DNA that led him to this place, the storyline that led him to this place, it's a Disney movie in some regards. It's just an unbelievable story. And every detail he shares is a little bit more perfect than the last detail. It's crazy.
The timing is also perfect, is it not? Because look where we are in college athletics. This requires somebody who's really good with numbers. Because as we know, the conference realignment is a big part of college athletics. It's probably not done. And in the crosshairs is the ACC and the future of the University of Miami. And the wild speculation whether or not the ACC stays together, whether or not we have a super conference, whether or not we have 60 teams, 80 teams, whatever it is. I think the University of Miami's got themselves the right person in there leading them and pointing them in the right direction.
Well, a lot of the right people. But if there is ever a day for realignment to affect Coral Gables, Florida, how do I say this delicately? There are the right leaders at Miami, one, to make the right decision on what would happen next if anything were to happen. And secondly, and this is the most important part, it's not just going to be one conference that comes. If the University of Miami ever, for lack of a better term, becomes a free agent, the Big Ten will come, the SEC will come. If there is a new conference to be formed, everyone wants to do business in Florida. Everyone would want to do business, I think, with a guy like Joe Echevarria. Everyone would want to be able to play games at Hard Rock Stadium. Everyone would want to be part of this camp. I mean, the campus. Guys, I walked around the campus for like an hour this week. Well, last week now, sorry. Where it's already last week was the interview. I walked around the campus for an hour. Just walked around. Didn't stop anywhere. Didn't talk to anybody. Just walked around. Didn't take notes. Didn't take pictures. The campus is unbelievable. The campus, it has never looked this good, and they're not close to done with what they're doing. If Miami becomes a free agent in the college space, everyone is going to come for them. And Joe Echevarria has a 40-year history in business of making the right decision and the best financial, the smartest decision for now, the smartest decision for the long term. Miami is in a great place. And by the way, he speaks with great reverence for Julio Frank, for Donna Shalala, for the people that occupied that office before him. He knows he's only one of seven to occupy that office now on a full-time basis. And certainly President Shalala guided the university through some rocky times. President Frank took the school's incredible health program and made it so much better and allowed others like Joe Echevarria to get involved and make it so much better. Now Joe is going to make the place better than he found it. And he found it in a pretty good spot.
The other thing, Tim, is when you think about today's world of college sports / football, you really do have to have a businessman involved. I mean, as a head coach, he has to understand it. And as an athletic director, and I think even more so, for the president, and he certainly fits that mold.
Yeah, I think getting the former CEO of perhaps the most renowned accounting firm in the free world to be the guy trying to figure out how you spend your money, I think it was a pretty good choice by Miami. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I mean, I asked him the stadium question. We talked about a lot of things. I finally said, you know, will there ever be a stadium? You know, it's what many fans want. Not all. I think a lot of our fans, maybe a more silent majority, are very happy with the situation at Hard Rock. Yes, it's difficult for many people to get to from Coral Gables, South Miami. I get all that. I understand all that. But the stadium is an absolute palace, and that can't be overlooked either. So I said to the president, what about a stadium? And he's like, we've got the money. But wouldn't you rather I spend my $600 million on something that we're going to use more than six or seven Saturdays a year?
Yeah.
wouldn't I rather be upgrading this? What, look around our campus. Look what we're spending our money on. We're a nonprofit, but we like to make money so we can reinvest it in ourselves and continue to grow in our research, in our facilities, in our infrastructure. You know, he looks at it as the University of Miami, in his eyes, in his estimation, services 50,000 people directly every day. 50,000 people come through the gates of the university somehow, some way every day, whether that's students, whether it's alums, whatever it is, 50,000 people a day. And he's got to make them happy in a number of ways. A football stadium on six Saturdays would be great. It would be incredible. Eight Saturdays next year. We got eight home games next year, guys. That's a lot of roundtables for the group, by the way.
Yes, it is.
We've got a lot of roundtables next season. Yes, it would be great. It would be ideal. It would be wonderful for a lot of reasons. But isn't the smarter move to take that $500 or $600 or $700 million and do exactly what the university is doing with it? That absolutely is the smarter move.
In 10 years, that might be the number for players. That's another subject.
Well,
all right, you're our number.
Maybe not centers like Don Bailey Jr., but for quarterbacks, the number's only going to go up.
You are the numbers guy. How do we feel about where the University of Miami is right now in this hunt for the playoffs? They were ranked ninth, seeded fourth, because the committee put them in as the winner of the championship game. But Miami's path is clear, right, Tim? It wins two and they're in. What about the other side? Is it SMU? They still got to win three, I think, right?
You know, I think Miami looks at it as they've got to win three. Miami's got to win three to get to a bye. I think if Miami gets to the ACC championship game, they're in. I do think
in the playoffs.
I think they're in the playoff. If they get to Charlotte, they are in the playoff. If they win, obviously in Charlotte, and assuming they go 3-0 in their next three, and the last one is Charlotte. They could still go 1-1 and get to Charlotte, and that opens up an entirely different kettle of fish that let's not get into now.
Yeah, let's not put that one out there.
Let's not put that one out there. Assuming they beat Wake Forest, assuming they beat Syracuse, and then assuming they beat SMU or whomever it is in the ACC title game, they will be seated in the top four.
Yeah, that gets them.
I don't know, but that gets them to buy. Yes.
The tricky part would be, Don, to lose the championship game, and then you're sweating it out the next day on selection. I just think that they're gonna go to the SEC and the Big Ten.
Those teams lose three. It's going to be really tough to take a three-loss SEC team without a conference championship. Sorry, Don. It's going to be really difficult to take a three-loss team that doesn't go to a conference title game over a two-loss Miami team that did go to the SEC title game. It's going to be really difficult for them to jump.
I like your argument.
I'll take it. I'll take it in 2 seconds. Tim, Ward.
I'm sorry. Hang on. Let's just say this. If you had told us going to Gainesville on August 31st, the University of Miami would be 9-1, beat Wake, beat Syracuse, you're in the ACC title game, and then you beat someone else to go to the playoffs, who would have signed up right then and there? I take that gig 11 times out of 10. I take that deal. They're in a wonderful position. Yes, the loss to Georgia Tech stung. No pun intended, to the Yellow Jackets. It stung. It was a bad loss in a lot of ways. They left a billion plays on the field. The bye week, I think, comes at a perfect time for this team. We all would have signed up for this 10 weeks ago. Absolutely. Yep. No question.
Tim, is Cam Ward the lock for the Heisman Trophy?
No, not a lot.
Who's his biggest competition?
I think it's Travis Hunter.
Hmm. Okay.
I think the fascination with Travis Hunter being a great two-way player, just an unbelievable athlete. You know, it's East versus West, right? It's Miami versus Colorado. You've got the Deion fans and the Deion haters, and I don't understand the Deion haters. I really don't like. It was news to people that Deion Sanders were talking about. It's news to people that Deion Sanders is a little bit brash sometimes. We didn't know this 35 years ago. I think it's going to be a heck of a vote. I think it's going to be a heck of a horse race. I think it will be decided on the field. I do think Cam's trajectory right now, on pace for something close to 5,000 yards, especially if they play three more games before the ballots go in. Remember that?
Well, I was going to say, does the championship game count?
Well, it won't to some people. And I'm kind of the argument that apples should be apples. It really should be the 12 games against the 12 games, to me. It would be unfortunate if Cam Ward, the Colorado people would be up in arms. Let's say it is Cam Ward versus Travis Hunter for 1-2. Or really anybody else. If Cam Ward gets a 13th game to make his final argument, and none of the other three guys are in a championship game, I don't know how fair that is. Also, is it fair to Cam Ward if he gets, quote-unquote, held to 200 yards and a touchdown in that game? It's a championship game. Odds are you're going to see somebody good. You're not going to expect your quarterback to throw for 500 yards and six touchdowns in a championship game, because the odds are the team lining up across from you is pretty darn good. So I think it should be more of a regular season award. That said, I do believe he's the favorite. I believe if the vote was today, I think he should win. I don't think there's a player who has meant more to his team. Not that that's the matter. Not that is the deciding factor. I think him and the young man from Ole Miss have had similar offensive numbers, but what Cam has done in the dramatic moments. Yeah, he strip sack against Georgia Tech. Okay, he got strip sack, which was not entirely all on him. How about the Cal game? A lot of other guys at a lot of other schools in a lot of other years, they have a game like the Cal game. They have the last 18 minutes like the Cal game. They don't even wait to New York. They just hand him the trophy after the game. I believe he is the front runner. I don't think he's a lock. But I think if he keeps playing the way he plays, it's going to be really difficult for somebody to take that from his hands.
I agree with you. I think if he wins out, he's going to win the Heisman. But we'll see. Two more games, two big games coming up. Tim, thank you for joining us. Thank you for allowing us to use an excerpt of your interview with the president. And enjoy your bye week. And then we got another roundtable lined up for you on the 23rd.
Bye week? I've got hockey. I got Greg Popovich. I got a Panther team. Bye week. Goodbye.
All right. You enjoy all that. We'll enjoy the bye week. All right. That's Tim Reynolds with us.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.